May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today's gospel reading includes the very first words that Jesus speaks anywhere in the Gospel of John. And those words are a question. What are you looking for? It's the very first thing Jesus says to anyone in the Gospel of John. What are you looking for? So I ask you today, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? What brought you to church this morning? Why did you open your eyes, as Carmine said, and get out of bed? Why are you here? What are you expecting to find? What are you looking for? Are you looking for wise words or beautiful music? Maybe motivation for your life in the world, or perhaps just reassurance and a rare moment of peace. What are you looking for? What brought you to where you are in life? What are you seeking in your job, your family, among your friends? Are you seeking the answers to big questions, those questions with seemingly unknowable answers? Why am I here? What am I doing? What does it all mean? Or are the answers to smaller questions? Or are you looking for the answers for those smaller questions that are nonetheless still difficult to answer sometimes? How can I find fulfillment, raise my child, be healed, pay the bills, mend relationships, age well, die at peace, be of service? What are you looking for? Jesus turns to us gathered here this morning and asks us again, not only as individuals, but also as a church community, as St. Stephen's Lutheran Church. What are we looking for? Are we seeking new members, more money, a balanced budget? Are we looking for how to form disciples, to serve God in our community, to teach others about the love of God, or heal, or give? What are we looking for? Are we looking for how to have the most wonderful worship possible with plenty of ushers and altar guild members and readers? Are we looking for having the best youth outings for our young people, fun fellowship, or the most solid Christian education program for kids or adults? You know that our stewardship committee, of course, you know what they're looking for. They're looking for a few new folks to step up and dedicate a little more time and talent as ushers and altar guild members. But what brought us as a community here to this time and this place? What are we looking for? It's not entirely clear what the two disciples in today's story are looking for either. Are they looking for the Lamb of God, as John says? Are they looking for that one whom John is pointing to, the one he's been talking about for so long? Are they looking for hope, salvation, and help for their people? Are they looking for a bigger purpose, or just someone else to follow for the time being without giving much thought to what that means? What are they looking for? It's interesting that the disciples answer this question. They answer Jesus' question by asking another question. What are you looking for? Rabbi, where are you staying? Where are you staying? The question isn't quite as simple as it might first sound to us. It sounds like a simple request for his address or his hotel name, right? Where are you staying while you're in town, Rabbi? But the Greek word used for the word stay here is meno. And meno is a word with great, great, great significance in the Gospel of John. Jesus uses this word meno over and over and over again, way more than anywhere else in the Bible. And he uses it at some of the most important times of his teaching and ministry. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide, meno, in me and I in them. If you continue, meno, in my word, you are really my disciples. I am in meno, the Father, and the Father is in me. The branches abide, meno, in the vine. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide, meno, in my love. Some of Jesus' most important teachings. Rather than just meaning stay, meno has a deeper meaning, a more complex meaning. It means reside, remain, dwell in continuously. The disciples want to know not just where Jesus is hanging out while he's in town. The disciples want to know about the enduring, permanent, eternal, undying dwelling place of the Lamb of God. Not just where he's staying, but where the Lamb of God is dwelling, really. Their question to Jesus then is sort of a confession of faith. Where are you staying? Where can we find you when we need you? Where shall we go to be with you and to receive the gifts you offer? Where can we go to be in the very presence of God? We might not say it that way, but perhaps that is at least somewhat what we are looking for too, in the big questions and in the little ones. When we seek meaning or purpose in life, we are wondering where we can find God. When we look for community among our family or friends or church, we are wondering who we should be with to be in the presence of God. When we seek direction or revitalization of our church's ministries, we are wondering just where we can go to experience God. Jesus' answer to the two disciples and to us, to all of our deepest longings and questions, to what we are looking for, Jesus' answer is, come and see. Come and see. Come and experience. Come and find out. Come and dwell with me. Witness what God is up to. Follow this path that I am on. Walk it with me and just see what happens. Come and see. The answer is not a one and done sort of response. The answer is a relationship. Not a one-time easy answer, but an enduring, lasting relationship with God. Any one of us who's been part of a family of any kind knows that relationships don't require a one-time answer. Requires a lasting commitment, an enduring presence with one another. Come and see. Come and have a relationship with Jesus.
If you want to know the Word made flesh, come and see Jesus.
If you want to know what real love is like, come and see Jesus.
If you want
to experience God's glory,
or to be
filled with bread that never perishes, to quench your thirst with living water, to be born again, to abide in love, to behold the true light of the world, to experience the way, the truth, and the life, to enter life everlasting, then come and see. Come and see Jesus. A relationship is not a one-time easy answer. It's a lasting commitment, a road that you journey on. But it is a lasting commitment that can come to transform every aspect of life so that every place where we travel can become the dwelling place of God. And then, if we have really seen and experienced what Jesus is offering, if we have really experienced that relationship with the divine, we invite others to come and see too. You hear Mr. Ebersberger used those words in his talk. He said it, and I said, I can't believe that. Come and see. He said, come and see what the ushers do. Come and see. Like John, who always pointed the way away from himself to the Lamb of God, who made the way for others so that they might be able to dwell not in his presence, but in God's presence. We invite others to come and see when we use our time and our talents in service of God and our neighbor, pointing back to the God who gave us all. We invite others to come and see when we welcome others into this assembly with open arms, regardless of the questions they might come with. We invite others to come and see when we go out from this place and witness to God's presence in the world. So may we go out from this place today and each week to invite others, to ask them, what are you looking for? And to answer every longing with, come and see. For the one who came to us so that we might see, thanks be to God. Amen.